This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, I think I was probably 8 years old when it came to me that one day I have to die. I used to sit there and ask God, why am I living if I gotta die? And I think at that age, I was questioning God. I was questioning everything. And I think my mother told me she loved, I don't know if it was then, but I know she remembers she told me she loved Jesus more than she loved me. And I'm like, you love Jesus more than you love me. I'm real. We don't know if that was real. You know, that's the story. We don't know if that was true. That could be a story. You in love with a story more than you love me. Number two. Tight wool sweater with syrup inside of it. Number three, 35mm negatives. When I was a kid, I had this dream. This dream, I was the only one that was in color. Everybody else was a negative. My mother, she had an afro, like one of those Angela Davis afros back in the day. And her whole afro was like this see-through thing. Her eyes was see-through. Everything about her was see-through. Everything about everybody else was see-through. And I was the only person that was an actual picture that was in color. So they were all, whether they was being friendly or not, they were coming at me and, oh man. Number four, being pulled over by the police on a dark street scares the shit out of me. The night I was arrested, I was shot by the police. We were about to carjack this dude, and everything we was about to do, we didn't do. We left. We jumped back in the car and left, and we got maybe about good mile or two away, and we got pulled over. And when we pulled over, the guy that was driving crashed. So now it's time to get out and run. So as soon as we exited the vehicle to run, the Manhattan Beach Police Department fired 41 shots at us. I was shot in the chest. My friend Furman Little, he was shot 5 times in the back, and he died about an hour later. Number 5. Active shooter in a prison gun tower. Number 6. The California 3-strike law. I feel the law itself need to be repealed. Number 7. Drowning during prison transport. So you're handcuffed to your waist, your ankles are shackled, and you're in the back of this van. Inside the vans in the back is a cage. I always describe it as it's a tuna can inside of a tuna can. And you're saying to yourself, like, damn, if this van crash and fall into the water, this officer is not going to rescue me. And then being this van being so heavy, it's just going to float to the bottom. Houdini couldn't get out of this. Number 8, being stabbed or killed in prison. I did a total of 27 years altogether, so I've seen a lot of people die in prison, you know, and I just never wanted that to be the end of my story. Number 9, falling in the alligator's pit. I used to watch Faces of Death, and me and my partners used to always just talk about certain things in Faces of Death, and this made me some shit I shouldn't have been watching. One was a guy was parachuting, and the wind started blowing. And it blew him into the middle of an alligator's pit. Oh, they tore that dude up. Number 10. You get out of prison and you're oblivious to a lot of stuff that's going on out here. I had went down to LA when I first got out, and I talked to one of my partners, and he always been talking about hooking me up with this rapper, Nipsey Hussle, which he tried to do when I was in prison. A week later, it stunned me that I heard he was killed. So that was like the first time I really paid attention that it's real out here still. Remind me, I've been gone 21 years, you know, so just getting out and hearing that was kind of, damn, it's real out here. My name is Erline Woods, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Erline Woods is co-host and co-creator of the Ear Hustle podcast, which just launched its fourth season. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10 Things Pod. You know what scares me? Leaving my waffle maker on. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Well, I used to be like, well, if God was really here back then, or, if, you know, why don't he make this apple float and talk to me like back in the day?